because if I don't love me and I don't know what love is within me, how can I then teach you how to love me? I can't. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
There's no room for that because I haven't actually learned that within myself.
So you shouldn't even be in a relationship. And a lot of people, unfortunately, like they're on the pathway. I'm not saying you shouldn't be in a relationship completely because you don't know that. Because it's a life. It's a journey. Curve, yeah. It's a journey. Mm-hmm. A lot. Sometimes you need to be in the relationship to actually understand sometimes.
And identify certain things.
Yeah. So I'm not saying don't get in it because you haven't loved yourself and that. But don't go in a relationship.
Nice.
Guide people through what they need to do.
Yeah, we'll do shameless plugs for you on there as well.
Have you got a lighter anywhere?
I shall do. We're talking about
cinema pocket. Bag.
What?
That's my lighter.
No, we got the same light. I told you last time, innit?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
My one went missing. I was like, huh.
That's exactly the same light that stays in my van. It's just
I was like, this bitch ass nigga got my light. No, that's way. What I see it now. I was like, this bitch ass nigga.
No. Mm-hmm. But we good. Let's get live. We live.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't care. We'll start. Welcome back to Uncommon Sense Podcast. We have been away for, 2 weeks now?
Couple of weeks, yeah.
I think it's only technically a week of recording though, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. So Jeremy's back.
Yeah.
Sorry
about
that. What's
going on, people?
Doc, you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm alive.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm engaged.
I didn't even tell you what we were going to be chatting about today.
No. Yeah,
nah, we'll just have to get through it. We'll just get into it and you're just going to have to tag to catch up. You'll catch up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it's not in too far off what we've been chatting recently.
Probably not from one of the conversations we had from not last week, the week before, as in like women and all the rest of it. Okay.
But we're starting with the main thing, and I guess we're going to start with what do men really know what women want?
So do men know what women want?
Let me set the scene first because I got a bit of backlash from the last one, didn't it?
Swear down.
Yeah.
No, what backlash? I want to hear this.
Yeah, so my mum was the first backlash. Cheryl was the second.
Go on.
So my mum was just like, you lot just missed the whole point. Half of the things that you're chatting about, which I already knew, is a people problem. You know what I mean? It's not just a men or women problem with the communication, not understanding each other, not taking time to sit down and understand each other. It's a people problem. I understand where she was coming from that. Yeah. But then I said to her, we were just pinpointing the actual issues that different between exactly men and women.
Yeah.
Women do specifically this, men do specifically this.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, I understand where you're coming from, but it's a young mindset. And I goes, no, it's our generation's mindset, unfortunately.
And it's what we're exposed to.
Yeah, because the women of your day, most of them didn't think like that. And thank goodness they didn't think like that.
Yeah.
They thought about family first, of getting actually whatever needs to be done first, rather than me, a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all women are like that. That's far from the case. But unfortunately, a lot of people in our generation has become very insular. And what they want and what they think has comes first. Do you know what I mean? And that, she said it's a people thing. And that's why I said, you're right. It is a people thing. It's not just a women thing.
Overall, but it manifests and looks different from different groups of people. So how it looks from a man, how it looks from a woman is completely different.
Like
manipulation from a man and a manipulation from a woman. It looks different. It feels different. There's a different energy. And it's culturally, it's more acceptable to manipulate from a woman. Like, it's part of the teachings. They get taught to manipulate. And you can hear it from little things like, you see it on movies. I was talking about this just yesterday, actually. It's like, think like a man. You see the movie Think Like a Man?
Yeah.
In that movie, what's the whole movie premise about? Women figuring out how men think so they can get what they want from men.
Yeah.
And it's culturally taught to manipulate men into behaving the way the men to behave.
Yeah, but it's a movie. I guess what you're saying. The premises of the film is meant to be
the whole premise of it. But why does that resonate? Why do so many people enjoy the movie and all the rest of it? Because it resonates, because that is actually the teachings within, like, you see that within conversations. When I was in college, that makes sense. When I was in college and or just growing up, all the rest of it, when I used to hear, like, I used to have a lot of female friend groups and all the rest of it, and I'd hear these women's advice to each other, it's like, just cry. He'll do what you want if you cry.
I've heard that too, though. I can't lie.
If any of you have caveats, we have women behind the camera. This is why we wanted to do this week, because we have women behind the camera and they're not on the set because they might be here in the future. But however, if you have anything to say to rebuttal what we're saying, please just say it, because they will hear you on the mic. Chime in because we need to know that, yes, we're not doing this just because men feel like we know what we're talking about. We've got women watching us chat our rubbish. Anyway,
so do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like the advice would be like, you'd see that and hear that. So like, yeah, I granted, like, it is a people thing, but it looks different from different groups, and how it manifests within women, naturally it would manifest differently within men. And in what we're talking about with these women, it just, that's what it shows up, and that's how we see it. And that's the experience of the average man, because you see the average man having and complaining and talking about these same things.
I thought that whole cry thing was a last resort. No. Oh, just cry, that's the last resort. Just hit yourself. It's the last resort. You know that man's there. So the man's there like, oh,
stop. That's dark. If you can get there, have you experienced that? No way you've experienced that.
Personally, no. I know.
To get what you want, that's dark. Sorry, that's crazy. But anyway.
You're right, no?
I've heard women.
The right person will make it run.
Yeah, facts.
Right man will fold.
Yeah, no lies.
What was it? I was listening to him. He was talking and I was there. But Ginge, he did a reel for the studio recently. I'm not sure if you've seen it or not, but I'll show you after. But it's Pen Game. The rap game and all, not rap game, Pen Game, to do rap battles and stuff like that on there anyway. But it's very popular, but he was in here for a while and he was chatting. But he believes like women are literally the scorn of the earth because he's been hurt by women so much.
And, oh, okay.
And I'm just like, bro, like some of the stuff that he's coming out with, like is basically you can't trust women. Anything that you do, they're going to try and count it up on a board for you and then tally it up. I'm like, bro, who hurt you? Who hurt you? Because I've done come through these experiences and I'm not trying to think like that because I'm not trying to push that narrative People are people. So a man's going to do the same rubbish to you that a woman could do the same rubbish to you, but just in a different way. You're still going to be mashed up at the end of the day. I'm sorry. You're still going to end up mashed up.
Do you know why I'm like,
go on.
I think of Cadet, yeah? RIP Cadet and that.
Yeah.
But Cadet in that, do you remember his last like closure? When's the last time you listened to Closure?
Not a while. I'm sorry.
Closure, basically, he's talking about the story of the women. You know, like he had his track Slut and he's talking about how he's a slut. And and then he moved later on, he goes to Closure and he's like, yeah, I got Closure. Basically, he's with this woman and he thinks this is the woman, like, yeah, he rekindles things with her and blah, blah, blah. And then long story short, she basically stages, like he believes that she's got his kid. And she basically stages it looks like a miscarriage. She actually had an abortion that day.
What?
And the ute wasn't even his, it was an ex man's.
Yo.
So she's building up his line, like, yo, come, like, I'm bleeding, my belly's hurting, I don't know what's going on, blah, 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 blah. And then when you get to he's like, and then he finds out, like, so he gets there in a rush, ambulance get there, you ain't pregnant no more, she's all there, distraught, crying, blah, 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 she's got all blood on the floor, da, 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 da. And then men don't do that.
Bro,
men are not doing that. Yeah, I don't know a single man who's going to those extremes to do that. Men lie. They cheat, they do mad things. Don't do them things.
The lies that we've conjured up between different women to play women against each other is just as dark sometimes, bro.
What?
No, yeah.
That's no way.
Yeah, I've seen some stories in America.
Hold on.
I've seen some stories, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that.
Let me just paint this.
I've heard what you're saying, bro.
The woman staged an abortion, staged a miscarriage.
Trying to get out, man. She obviously had something better else to do, you know what I mean?
Wasn't even his ute.
Exactly, she was trying to get out.
To be staging it with.
So she basically wanted to get the next man's ute so she could be with him.
Golden ticket, that's what she's seen. Anything, by all means necessary.
Yeah, man, you've got to get it done.
That's cool.
That's
brazy, 100%.
That's determination, bro. You've got to be happy about that. But yeah, I'm telling you, it's a certain mindset that obviously you're trying to say women can only put themselves in. However, but men can just mess up a woman's life. Similarly,
I agree, men do.
The mindset of some men that I know that can just sleep with multiple women and feel like it's not going to have any repercussions about it and look at their own girl that they claim that they love to say, yeah, you're going to put up with this crap is a madness to me. But and that think about what that does to a person's head. Like you're saying that's how that would affect you with the abortion and everything like that. But that could be the same level to a woman because now you've slept with six different women, then you've come back, sleep with me. And I don't know what you've brought back to me. I don't know what illnesses that I may not have picked up of you. I don't know who these people are that you're sleeping with. Yeah, red to tear. That could have the same amount of damage to what you're trying to... Yeah, bro, you're thinking like a man.
No, I'm not. There's a whole life that got lost.
Like, you're thinking like Jamal.
I'm thinking like as a woman, if a woman loses a child, you know the bearing of a child and that child has now been lost. Like that is a very emotional pulling, like a traumatic experience.
That's... To good and women, I can't lie, because I've so many women that have had abortions and that don't feel like that.
Okay.
Don't feel like that at all.
Are you sure?
This generation of people are not the same of the past generation who would actually feel like that about having an abortion. A lot of them just think it's a form of birth control. Stupidness like that.
Yeah, very true.
So we're not dealing in the same type of people. I understand what you're feeling as a good person. That's what I said, you're thinking like Jamal. Because we would wholeheartedly not want to lose a child. That's the type of people that we are. But that's not the generation we're living in anymore, unfortunately. And that's not what we're surrounded by. But let's get back to on track, because what do men know what women want? Because we're thinking about like scorn and pain and hurt right now. Yeah, we need to get back on track.
100%.
What are you saying?
Do men know what women want? Maybe initially certain instances, but obviously what women want changes constantly, 24/7. Do you know what I'm saying? So what they truly want in the long run, yes, because at the beginning we can promise them certain shit, marriage, children, etc., which is what they probably want.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you want?
We're seeing thumbs ups.
You know, a successful marriage and a brighter future and etc. And,
okay,
you know, I'm going to be running it up and I'll have the money and you'll be fine. That's the type of stuff that we can promise them, so we know.
Financial gain.
Yeah. But then during that process, the ins and outs, do you really know what they want?
No.
Change from here to there?
Ever.
Nah.
Never.
You're going on guesstimation.
Yeah.
You're feeling the aura and I'm happy with that, like, is this the right time?
I have to be happy with that. Because what else am I going to get?
The slip out is crazy. The slip out is crazy.
Yeah. Nah, I just like clarity. And unfortunately, you don't usually get that a lot of the time.
I hate that.
Tell me black and white. That's what I want to know.
But that's the masculine way of thinking. Though.
Exactly. But that's what we are.
Yeah, 100%.
The same way you want to be told the way that you want to be spoken to when you're upset, it's the same way I want to be told just X, Y, and Z. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know you're upset and you're trying to tell me the whole story, everything detailed, every little thing that you went through in that day. You may have broken a nail that may have like led up to this situation that made it a little bit worse because you had a bad morning. But I don't need to know that part.
Just cut short.
I need to know what happened to you at work, why the person pissed you off, and you're coming back to me with tears. And I'll sort that part, but I don't need to sort the build up to it sometimes. Mm. But I do understand now from being in a long time relationship that the build up matters. Mm. That's what I'm trying to get my head over. You know what I mean? I'm learning. Am I learning? I think I'm learning.
The build up. Yeah, I think. Sure.
But yeah, that's me.
Mm. I think men have an idea of what women want. I think they're taught to be more mindful about what women want. And due to women, men being the pursuers, they have to be more mindful. Like, I have to understand what you want, because if I don't understand what you want, I can't provide you with what you want. And if I don't provide you what you want, I can't get what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not in the picture if you can't give her what she wants. Like, if you can't even give her the idea of what she wants.
Yeah, you get no access. So it's not necessarily like, and I think due to that, men are trained and grow up being trained to like, this is how you have to show up for women. And this is what you're going to have to do. And if you don't, you're not going to get gyal.
Not going to get nothing.
You're not going to get nothing. You're not going to have kids. You're not going to have this. Whereas like, women don't have that same sort of necessary training as such. It's like, so it's not culturally being taught to women like, oh, you have to show up like this for a man. Because if you don't, you're not going to get a man. Like, they don't have that because there's so many other men that have... There's
so many wrong ones out there that will pick you up.
Regardless. Mm. Like, regardless.
Even if it's good for you or bad for you, there's always another next man that will...
Yeah. And they don't really need a man. You know what I'm saying? Welfare's their man. They can get bread and then they're living on welfare and they can... That's how it was put across to us originally. Remember that? That's how they split people up, split families up.
Split the family up. Yeah.
You can't have that black man in the house if you want this welfare. See you later, black man. I'm going to get my welfare. Black man's out on the streets and the house peak. Man gets picked up. He's in prison, mate.
The way you just thought that was so mad, though. You know, that caught me off guard. Man said, you don't need no man. And I thought he was going to come with, I'm that boss, bitch. Yeah. Man said, you got the welfare.
That came after. That was when they were raising the children. On their own. It's like, you don't need a man. I don't need a man. They're just like, yeah, I'm a boss, bitch. That's when that started.
Okay.
That's this.
All right. So welfare was first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welfare was the first man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think men typically, but overall, if you look at especially like this generation of men, I think they're very disconnected from what women actually want. And the reason I say that is because I look at like, when I have conversation with men, a lot of the times, like what they believe is that the right ideas because of what the internet has told them or what they're seeing on the internet. And that's kind of messed up with their head on actually what women want.
Fit.
Typically women, stuff like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like typically women want like a level of safety and security and men as well, but it looks different. And within that safety and security, it's like we have to set certain provisions, but men think that women just want, okay, like this. Oh, safety and security means I can run her life with my finances. And that's not necessarily safe and security.
Bro, what is that? The fiscal thing of money has ruined perception of love and relationship. It's mad. It's so stupid.
And I think because of that warping and that disconnect with actually the truth of what women want and look for, safety and security. Yes, financial stability is also necessary because we live in a world where, you know, we have to be able to pay for things. And for a set period of time, that woman, if she's bearing your kids, she's not going to be working. She's not going to be handling certain things. So she needs to have you in a position where, or she needs a man who's in a position of which is able to then facilitate and look after her and her, the children. Mm-hmm. That makes 100%. Sense. But then it's like, there's this hyper-focus on that, partially from women, also from men. And I think we're missing the, a lot of boys are missing, like, women also want emotional support. Like, they want, like, they don't want to feel threatened within their relationship. Like, they want to know that you ain't going to beat their ass. Like, they need these also, like, are you going to be lying and, like, lying to me, betraying me, stepping outside the relationship, like, what our terms and conditions are, whatever them terms and conditions are, like, each to their own and that, whatever your conditions are, it's your conditions. Do you know what I mean? And I think because of that, I think there is a, there's more room for men to know what women want. But often the case, like what I'm seeing with, especially the younger generations that's underneath us, is they've got these ideas, but their ideas have been warped by, unfortunately, social media and the internet has just kind of messed them up.
Yeah, you're right. As well as when we're talking about the money thing, is that people believe materialism is a form of love. And people have forgot what love is. And I believe it's partly because people forgot how to love themselves. So how can you love somebody else if you can't really love yourself? And I'm not going to just say that I picked up, I watched HC recently and Poe and Chucky were chatting about it for, on the position of showing it from themselves to a child. You cannot raise a child with love if you didn't know how to love yourself. And I feel that's the same thing in a relationship. If you didn't know how to love yourself before you went into the relationship, how are you going to be able to portray that onto the other person? And that doesn't work from men to women. It's both ways. Yeah. So because we've got so attached with what actually comes with doing things out of love, because materialism and actually buying things for you and taking you places has kind of filled the void of what people feel as love is. There's no real, like, heart-to-heart emotions when it comes to a lot of relationships. Because as we were saying, the welfare thing, that's money at the end of the day. That's what you can do for me. That's not, rah, I'm going to try to do my utmost of anything out of my power to make sure that you're okay. And that doesn't necessarily mean paying for your living. You know what I mean?
I also think with that, what were you saying with that? You have to love yourself in order for them to also then, like, love you, or so you can love another. Also so you can teach that person to how to love you. So it's because if you don't love yourself, and
that's,
don't
what, that's
yourself,
all inclined. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
It's also like, how do I then
tell you
how to love me?
Yeah.
Like, how do I tell you how to show up for me? Because if I don't love me and I don't know what love is within me, how can I then teach you how to love me? I can't. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
There's no room for that because I haven't actually learned that within myself.
So you shouldn't even be in a relationship. And a lot of people, unfortunately, like, They're on the pathway. I'm not saying you shouldn't be in a relationship completely because you don't know that, because it's a life, it's a journey. It's a journey. Mm-hmm. A lot. Sometimes you need to be in the relationship to actually understand sometimes.
And identify certain things.
Yeah. So I'm not saying don't get in it because you haven't loved yourself and that, but don't go in a relationship and thinking that the other person can fix you. But it's not their job to fix you at the end of the day. You're meant to come together, help each other out, and then you will find the solutions between each other.
Have you ever gone into a relationship thinking that the other person will fix you?
Me? Can never do
that. Yourself?
Hell no.
What do you do?
You don't need anything.
My family done told me seasons. I've grown up with seasons and reasons, isn't it? So some people are going to be in for a season and some people are going to be in there for a reason. Yeah. So at the end of the day, everything, every scenario that you're going to learn is going to teach you, not one singular person or singular scenario. So don't ever tie all of that down to one person and individual. Imagine that they can sort that.
Yeah, facts.
Stupidness.
What about yourself?
Oh no.
Yeah. Typically, I find with a lot of men, at least within our circles, is we go in there with the intention of, like, helping them and building them up. Within our circles, when I hear the conversation that we have, like, maybe not on the podcast, but just in general, like, it's going in there of, like, okay, this woman's got XYZ going on. I can mess with that. I work with that. I can work, compromise with these things. How can I then build her up and help her, like, be the right person and show up in the right ways and all the rest of it? Do you know what I'm saying? I see that within our circles, at least. I don't know if that's you guys see that, but, like,
I just think that's a good person.
Within me, that's what I definitely.
The woman should do it just as the man, innit?
Just as much, yeah.
Yeah, so 100%. It's just good people.
It should be a vice versa thing.
That's a part of the relationship.
That's part of common sense to us.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's necessary, but I think that's missing in a lot of relationships. Like, there's not this want to help and build each other up.
So it's only a take.
I think that's what's focused.
What I can get.
Yes. Yeah. And it's from both people, though. Sometimes, as we were talking about earlier, like, sometimes it could be the woman saying that you're going to pay for everything. And then sometimes the man saying, I'm going to pay for everything. You know what I mean? Like, you have no choice. I am the man coming into your relationship. I now technically own you, and everything is what I say. That kind of stupidness is as well.
It depends on the extreme for me. So like, I get it when some men are like, this is what I stand for. This is who I am. So I'm going to pay for everything because that's what I want to do as a man. That's cool. But then it's the manipulating that comes.
Yeah.
If then that person then does the manipulating, then you're doing...
What are we like, doing here? Why? What I'm not saying it's wrong to pay for everything. Like, right. You can come in my house, pay for a bill, I'll take you on holiday, I'll pay for everything if I want to. Yeah. But it's not the fact that I've now done that for you. You have to now obey
abide me.
Totalitarian.
That's kind of crap, man.
I've seen a dictatorship. That's not relationship. I've grown up
with a moving
like that. Dictatorship. That's what it is. That's what you're joining. It's like, do you want to come aboard to my dictatorship?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I got sorted. You're doing what I tell you. Some people like that. Some people like, you know, don't have much direction or much spark to them, so they don't mind being told what to do.
That's not even just that, bro. That's perfect.
That's
it's
what
the manipulation is. Sometimes, unfortunately, as well. Like, bless them. Because let me do a sidetrack. Little, and we'll come back.
Yeah.
But me and Ella were watching Did He Do It more or less this week. What's it actually called, Ella? Anyway, Diddy's documentary on Discovery.
Cool.
There's a girl towards the latter end of the series in there, but she's from Canada. She's a model and she met Diddy through some friends of hers or whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. When Kim Porter passed away, he reached out to her because she had a friend that passed away. And this is where the manipulation kind of he was using, isn't it? Death to try and sneak in the back door and everything. Mm. This is after all the times Diddy has done the majority of his stuff. It's 2021, I think so. Mm. So you already know what's in the pipeline and what's rumblings and hearing this, that, the other. And she's even says that on the documentary herself. She still goes there, yeah? My man starts controlling stuff, this, that, the other. She gets out. She feels like, rah, it's a little bit too much for me. I'm going to get out. I'm not really doing the whole in-depth because there's way more she chats about. COVID comes. Kind of locks them off, so she has to stay out in Canada for a year and a half. Then he reaches out to her again, and she's like, she's already experienced all this controlling and everything like that from Diddy once. And I'm just like, how on earth would you be able to pull you back in if you've experienced all that once already? But brainwashing is actually a thing, I realize, isn't it? People really like when someone's laying it on thick about, oh, I love you and I will do this for you and I'll do that for you. Sometimes it's such a hard manipulation to see either way, I'm trying to say, for women sometimes. So when I'm talking about this dictatorship, I can understand why you can end up in it, but also I can be like, rah, you've got to try harder. You really have to try harder to think, right, is this beneficial to me? Because at the end of the day, I don't feel actually sympathy. I do because she, in the end, she got Diddy apparently raped her, innit?
Mm.
Yeah. Grapes, whatever it is, I don't care. But yeah, but she obviously could have been avoided because she herself says, "Raw, I felt like this was kind of on the tables prior to when I was there." But because Kim Porter had died and how he was moving, of all emotional and stuff like that, bro, these people can control you out of all types of dictatorships. I'm talking about, innit? And then the money was involved as well. That's another thing that pissed me off with it. You know, you initially went back there because you knew opportunities that you could have got from being around Diddy, and you put yourself back in that situation, innit? So I'm saying dictatorship, it works in two separate ways, money and emotional. So I just wanted to, just a story, innit? Just bring it back in it because people, men be using it, bro. Wealth, emotion, anything that they can just to kind of get women under there.
Yeah, if you lay it on a certain way, they get a lot of dopamine and serotonin. So even though it's like a drug, isn't it? In a sense, if you lay it on a certain way, it's like a drug. So you're going to go back to it at some point.
Okay.
Sometimes it's worth the risk. And there's money as well coming from it. So that's what, from her mind. But obviously it didn't end well because it never ends well.
Never ends well.
But you don't realise that as you're doing it.
But anyway, man, yeah, back. I just wanted to say that emotions can be into just not money as well.
Yeah, I think that's I think a huge part is emotions. Like even like the reason why they're looking for the money or they're looking for that is an emotional reason behind that. It's like, oh, I have had a lack within my life, or like I maybe didn't grow up well or whatever. And it's like, oh, this person can facilitate this. So it's like there's that emotional pull of, I don't want to facilitate this experience, this lack. I want to experience this abundance. This person can facilitate abundance. Okay, cool. And it's like an emotional decision that's then making them do that thing that is then around finances. I think when it comes to these kind of situations, typically it is emotional overall, even when it is money orientated. There's an emotion behind that thought process that then is clouding their mind to actually stop them from thinking about what the repercussions could potentially be. And in that situation, unfortunately,
but that last part, they're still, we're men though, I guess. We think
too much feeling, not enough thinking.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why it won't work for us.
Yeah, I don't know.
It won't be enticed by those things, but that's the different types of manipulation, isn't it, from either side?
Because when you start to break it down, you just start thinking about too many pros and cons.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are we doing here? Come out from it.
Yeah, and that's why I think, that's what I was saying before, I think it manifests differently and looks differently from the man through to the woman and through the woman to the man. Although, yes, these things also exist, vice versa, it manifests differently because you can't manipulate a man the same way you manipulate a woman. You can't manipulate a woman the same way you manipulate a man,
mm-hmm.
because they are two different beings. They operate differently. They have certain times. They just, it's different, a different experience of life and different walk of life. So you have to operate differently towards them to get them to in your under your control. And yeah, we see that. Unfortunately, that situation for her ended up very, very horrible.
You need to watch that, bro.
I don't.
That man should have been in jail from a minute ago.
But we've been knowing that. The only reason he's not, the only reason they even put him in jail now is because he started opening that black political party.
No, yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
when he got an argument with a liquor company. Yeah, that was all. That was it.
Yeah,
that's why they put him away. And now all of a sudden, everything's passed. He's, you know, his trials. He's winning his trials now. It's all that other bullshit. Yeah. Same thing. They're all in it.
Been in it. It's been happening. Been knowing about it. They've just been letting it slide because they didn't care until he was like, "Oh, whoa, you're empowering the black people of America? Hell no, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. God, I can't stop for that. Oh, you guys start taking money from our pockets? No, we can't be doing that."
I'm about to play devil's advocate, but would you really be running with Diddy even if he did run a black party?
It's not necessarily.
In what way? Run the black party? You mean the political party?
Yeah, he's running a. Did he start in a black political party? Is what you just said, innit?
But I don't know if he was necessarily like him per se, like.
Or was he funding it?
I think he was funding it.
But even if he was funding it, I'm
facilitating it.
I don't really want to be a part of that.
I hear it. I do hear it.
I don't want to be a part of that at all.
Yeah, I hear it. But also,
that's like R. Kelly's doing the same thing.
Yeah, but this is also after he's blown up. So like a lot of people was. Ignoring the truth behind what was going on and was like, it was all speculation. That's like, so because of that, there was room for people to then get behind it. Whereas now it's no longer speculation. There's no room for anyone to get behind it because no one's going to sit behind it knowing that it is true. Obviously, we knew it was true. We've been knowing it's true. Mm. And we're like...
Bro, the man killed Biggie, fam, in my opinion.
Yeah, all them people there.
All them people there were involved from long time, from 97 before, bruv. So what are we doing here?
So the question is, are we going to take money from an evil entity to feed something positive?
That's
can
what
it lead to an, can it lead to a positive outcome?
But that's most stuff, isn't it? That's most stuff.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. It's really deep. It really comes in the nooks and crannies.
Factors that influence in it and want to stop certain things like that happening. So how far would it really get if we were to fuck Lily? That's what I'd say. Nah, we ain't taking this money. Do it ourselves.
Facts. I'm not involved.
Go elsewhere.
Facts. We ain't running that at all. Yeah, we ain't running that.
But, yeah, the man should have been in jail for a long time.
Yeah.
But you got anything else to say? Are we going to carry on with this conversation or...
Nah, I don't know.
No, we're talking about the men.
Oh,
you know, women want...
I'm ready to move on.
You're good?
You said anything? Yeah, man. Do you want to add anything?
I don't know what more I can really add.
Do the ladies want to add anything?
That was the same thing. Maddie's like, nope, we're observing. Calm.
Go on, Jamal.
What's that?
What did you want to check to next? What did you want to get onto next? Anything in specific?
Right, do you know what? I want to ask a question. What's any topics of conversation anyone's been speaking about a lot recently?
Religion.
Darkie, anything in particular?
Listen, the majority of my day, I'm treating people, aren't I?
Okay.
So it can be any nonsense, anything from what they've done to the day, how they feel, how holidays they've been. So let's go holidays. That's the most recent thing then.
Okay. You've been hearing about holidays. You've been speaking a lot about religion.
Yeah.
I'm interested about religion. Let's go on and talk about religion.
Oh, religion. Religion.
All right, cool. We won't come over here then just yet.
Nah, bro, it's dark.
Religions, yeah.
Yeah, let me write the story. Lay the story why it's been doing it a minute. Because I went to Catholic school. I went to Cardinal Newman. It was rammed down my throat.
Pause. I'm glad you
I don't know what to say this shit.
Crazy.
We'll bring it in next week. The pause board. Have you not seen it up there, Darky?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The pause board. I'll show it on the camera soon, innit? I'll do a little clip. I'll just put it there. You'll see it. The pause board. I'm going to bring it in. We're going to bring back the English language. Because we can't say nothing no more. Everything is pause and why this and why for that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to bring the pause board in.
That was definitely a why, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, these men tell me, I've had to just know the Catholicism and Christianity and... Not the Bible back to front, but the teachings of Catholicism from day dot, from I think year three actually, all the way through my schooling life.
Damn.
And I rebelled against it a lot of the time. But I didn't necessarily do all the revision when I was in school, but I'm starting to do it a little bit more now. And I'm not getting more tied to faith and stuff like that because of it. People are going to look at me differently. I'm not really a church goer. I don't go to church on Sunday. I believe in a higher power. Mm-hmm. But what's actually, now I'm doing more research, is showing me that the timelines don't add up. Know what I mean? But I'm not going to go into depth of it because people are going to get upset. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, oh, your history is broken to what the scientists can find is this, that, the other. I'm like, cool. However, the real thing that really annoys me is with is Islam and how the Bible and Islam, Islamic books and Torah, everything is based in the Middle East.
Okay.
That is the real thing that gets me. And I'm just like, rah. Was there never any, there's no else in the world that, that existed through those times of your holy books. Everything was literally from Israel to Egypt and maybe down to East Africa, Northeast Africa to Ethiopia at best. That's mm-hmm. really what they talk about in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And over to Jordan, you get Lebanon and Middle East. You know what I mean? Well, mm-hmm. what happened to Africa? What happened to the rest of Europe? What happened to Asia? It's not really explained too much, and not many people can explain it to me, but I would love someone to give me what their explanations is, because I'm reading hard, and I still can't find it in there whatsoever. Apostle tried to tell me, oh yeah, they mentioned a place called Kush in there. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, Kush is Africa. And I'm reading in depth. When he's talking about Kush, basically, I'm going to rip religious text now. So Abraham, he had a, who was the original, not say the original, he's the one that the Jewish believe in, and then he spoke to God and had the covenant with God. He had a servant called Hagar, and Hagar technically was from the area of Cush. When they actually broke it down, Cush could be as far as only as really Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's still got Nigeria, it's still got Ghana, you've got the DR Congo, mm-hmm. you've got Zambia, you've got South America, you've got all other, Burkina Faso, everywhere else. You've mm-hmm. got England, you've got America, whatever thing. Why is there nobody from anybody else? Was we not holy? Apparently I can't say that, because only holy people have not, who are without sin. So were you more righteous or more peaceful, everyone in the Middle East, and everywhere else was the savages? I really want to know that. And what's your explanation to it?
Okay, interesting.
I know you're not going to get into that, but that's what I've been talking about of religion of lately.
Okay.
And me and Ella's just been bouncing back with each other and having conversations and stuff like that. I've been watching stuff on YouTube and stuff like that. Well, I'm not, it's not tying me to my faith or anything like that. Yeah. I still believe in a higher power, and I always will be, because this is too perfect.
Yeah.
The world, earth, universe, galaxy is made too perfect. Mm. There's an architect, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Someone created it. Didn't just get slapped here out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But there's elements of religion that could be true. There's elements of science that could be true. And I don't necessarily believe you know everything and you know everything. So that's why I can't just go and sit down in a church in this, of any type of denomination, and listen to what you're telling me, because it's an interpretation of what you believe out of that book from the Quran, Torah, Bible. It's an interpretation at the end of the day. And my interpretation is slightly different to yours, but I don't want to get into the argument to it.
Yeah.
But we can both go our ways and we can agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see religion and faith.
Okay.
So don't start preaching to me your stuff out of your book, because at the end of the day, it's an interpretation.
Yes. It's your perspective.
It's your perspective.
Based on your thoughts, values, and what you've gone
through. And I've been through school, and I've had nuns, sisters, take me out, drag me out of class. You can't be saying that. You should be saying this. Why should I be saying this? Why should I be forgiving a person that I don't necessarily want to forgive at this moment in time? You have to give me my time to get over this. I can't just say, because the Lord then says you must forgive, therefore I will forgive. I will forgive on my own terms when I'm ready to. Because I'm not going to hurt the person, but I'm not going to sit there and talk to them like I'm a friend of them. You know what I mean? That's not natural to me at this moment in time. You're forcing me to be something completely different. I'm not, as I said, I'm not going to go harm them, but I'm not going to sit there and do what your book tells me to do. Turn the other cheek. I'm not going to get slapped again. Are you crazy? I'm going to learn from my mistakes and remove myself from the situation so it doesn't happen again.
Set healthy boundaries rather than just allowing yourself to be continuously exposed to the same poison.
There we go.
It's like, oh, here's poison. Oh, would you like to drink more poison?
I know that doesn't necessarily mean that.
I should forgive them, even though I know it's poison and they're giving me poison. I'm going to continue forgiving them, taking the poison.
Someone will tell you like that. They wouldn't. That's just the I'm taking it too literally. You know what I mean? They'll be like, turn the other cheek doesn't mean literally say get hit again exactly the same way. It probably means try to teach that person that what you've done to me is incorrect, and then it won't necessarily happen again in the future. That's another interpretation though. That's exactly what the woman told me. And I'm like, that's useful. You thought, I hear what you're saying, but this is how I look at it.
Yeah.
And right now I'm not going to talk to that person.
I can and will forgive when I'm ready. I'm going to be doing what quote unquote the Lord is saying, but on my when I've actually processed the emotions and got through and passed the point that I'm at.
Because not everybody is built equally in the mindset. We're built equally in humanity. If we're all humans, we all breathe, we all talk, we all in a toilet at the same time, you know what I mean? But it looks the same color, smells the same, but up here we're not equal because every single person processes everything differently. So don't tell me that it's a linear thing that we must follow because it won't work for everybody. You will send people off the rails trying to force them into this little box of Catholicism, which it was at this time for me. Or it could be Islam or it could be another denomination of Christianity. They may be born into it, but they may not be ready to take it and deal with it exactly the way that you're preaching it to them.
Interesting. Yeah, that's 100%. So I'm like, for myself, when it comes to religion, I'm more so esoteric, whereas the religions that you're speaking of are more monotheism.
Monotheism, yeah.
Right, so your religion is derived from the Anunnaki, you know, you've heard this phrase?
Yeah.
So that was more to control people. That's what it is. Whereas you've got the Neteru, whereas where the esoteric side comes from. So maybe that's why it's not clicking with you, because you're not one to be more so controlled. Because you've got to think about it. There was the rhesus monkey and some other beings were mixed and certain people were created and they couldn't control them. So they needed, because their own self-religion was paganism, what they came up with. And what do you do in paganism? Have you ever researched or looked into it?
Not really.
So they had to get them away from that. It's a lot of barbarism. So you have the Vikings, the six kingdoms. That's what they are, how they went around and how they spread their seed and then knowledge. Through war.
I know that.
Violent.
Yeah, that's how we got English.
Right, so they had to try and control these people. So that's where the Christianity and other stuff came in.
But that's quite later on though, you know. Huh? That's quite later on.
But it started...
So I want to go back Abraham times, you know. I'm talking Abraham times. I'm talking 6,000 years, not 4,000 years technically, as according to the Quran and the Bible and the Torah. Right. 4,000 years ago. They still didn't explain nobody else but Middle East people in their book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's 100%. What I'm trying to say. It's mad. And what you're telling me is what I technically believe. You know what I mean?
But that's where the majority of... let's say barbarism and war and stuff was going on, so that's where you needed it.
Okay.
Whereas why you don't hear anything in Africa, it's more animalism that they so they would copy things around them. They'd notice that there's nature is of God, so they'd notice there's certain patterns, so that's how they'd be and infuse themselves in. So they didn't have that. They had certain things that would happen.
Yeah.
But it wasn't to the degree.
Nip it in the bud because it's not for the betterment of the society.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's their ultimate goal was their technology integrates with nature. Obviously, that didn't come. They came over from the Middle East and, you know, the West, and they was like, nah, this isn't how we're going to do things. You're going to come by underneath our rule.
Yeah, I'm going to do more research into it. But obviously, it's research. History, you have to trust. And that's what I'm finding hard to do at this moment in time.
Finding reliable sources.
Trust. It's finding reliable sources. Trust what I'm reading. Trust what the winner actually wrote down history correctly. Mm-hmm. Because the winner writes history.
Mm-hmm.
It's only done into the eyes of how they think it should be passed down to the next generations and the next generation.
Yeah. I think you need the holy tablets. That's what you need. You need more factual-based things instead of fear-based things and faith, as they say. Because what faith is just asking you to blindly follow something. That's exactly what it's saying. Have faith. Blindly follow. Don't ask questions. I think you need something a bit more. So there's a book called The Holy Tablets, which breaks down all of these religions and everything and how they go across to you. Just have a little read of it. See what you feel.
Okay.
That's it. See what you think.
Fiona, what do you have to say?
If you don't want to read it and you want someone to explain it for you, there's this guy called Billy Carson.
Oh, we know. I know Billy Carson. I know Billy Carson.
But he does more like the Emerald Tablets and other bits like that.
But we're not doing Billy Carson. We're not doing Billy Carson all the time. My man got shut down a few times, but he has his good points too.
Can I ask a question quickly? You obviously mentioned the esoteric religion or way of thinking. What was the word you used specifically? How would you explain that quickly, sorry?
How would I explain esoteric?
Yeah, so that's what I would like to say.
Sound right reasoning.
Okay, cool. This is just
natural nature.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say common sense, but yeah, sound right reason, natural nature and actual facts. Okay. That's what we go based off.
Yeah, that's what most people go off.
Yeah, 100%.
Most our people.
Yeah, yeah, but I listen to this, so there's... What's that place in is it Hyde Park, Ella, that we've been watching?
Speaker's Corner.
So we might have to go take a trip down there and just listen, innit? Just do some recording. It's funny. But Speaker's Corner is a lot of people go down and just preach about most stuff. Not necessarily religion, but any and everything that they want to talk about. They have good debates down there. But I've been watching this specific dunny called Orlando, innit? He's been down there for years, 25 years plus, preaching the word of God through the Bible and what he believes and how he's trying to debunk different... No, he's really and truly trying to debunk people following Islam and the Quran, because he's like, most of your stuff is just a man who saw the Bible and saw the Torah, said, "Ra, I can do a revamped version of this, doctored to the people of the Arabs, and then give it to you, man, and you man can read it." That's what he's saying. Yeah, I'm trying to, before people start saying that's me, I'm just
No.
I mean, yeah. I mean it's just me just telling you what a man said recently. He's saying, yeah. And then he's like, oh, it was a man in a cave that didn't, was illiterate. Gabriel came and spoke to the man for 23 years and taught my man everything that we've already seen through the last two books. And then you brought that out. And everyone's like, no, my prophet, this man told me, this teacher told me. And he goes, I don't care about all your teachers. I deal with the fact of inside this book, the Bible. You must tell me about the facts inside your book, the Quran, that can debunk this. And obviously, as we said earlier, it's interpretation of the Bible and everything. But I do like the fact that he only uses scriptures from the book to back what he is saying. Mm-hmm. Even as much as I may not believe it, it's nice and refreshing to have someone that actually is trying to take as much facts as possible as they can. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the time when I talk to Muslims and Islamic people, they're telling me what their teacher has told them, what their interpretation of the Quran is through their lessons, rather than mm-hmm. what you've read yourself from word to word and will come mm-hmm. up with for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's literally trying to say, like, your thing's not even a thing out here, bro. It's just 600 years after Jesus. You might roll up on everything just to work for your Arabs, and it works for you, man.
So it's an updated version of the Bible.
Anyway, they will tell you that. Mm. But it just says that there's other things inside of that. Jesus was just a prophet.
Prophet rather
you
than,
know what I mean?
Rather than a child of God, innit?
Mm.
Which I find interesting, because then they say in the Bible that everyone's a child of God. So it's like...
But Jesus is technically not a child of God. He was there prior to the creation of Earth, if you were reading how it's been read in the Bible. Okay. It's not like he was born onto... He was there, and God said, I just need to make you in flesh form to roam on the Earth to understand what a life of a human would feel like, so you know what you're going into. Kind of, I know what I'm going into. God himself.
Yeah, Ra. Yeah.
Oh, is this what's going on Earth? Okay, I can see it from my point of view as a godly being, but I want to walk along them amongst them as a human. That's the kind of perspective what Jesus is meant to be. You know what I mean? God walking among humans, mm-hmm. living what a human would have lived like. Because he gave us free will and kind of we went madness with it. And it's like, this is not godly times. That's what I'm kind of getting from reading the Old Testament and the New Testament. It was godlier times in the Old Testament.
So it was a physical manifestation of himself, so we can experience reality of that he's then created through that.
There we go.
Okay, cool. And then within that, but is that not what we all are?
Hmm?
Is that not what we all are?
Technically not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are we just out here and just on a board? You know what I mean? And we just
I'll explain why I say that.
Chessboard, matrix thing. When we die, we're going to wake up. I don't know, bro. Fuck knows, bro.
The reason why I say that is that not what we all are? Is because are we not all connected to God and just a man? Are we not just a living representation of God? Like, we are. God is within all, is all. And then we are just the living manifestation of that. So then what they're experiencing is just what you're then explaining as Jesus Christ is just a consciousness and a way of being and a something to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Is be inspired to kind of, what's the word? Inspired to get to, or like a way of being of a consciousness to achieve. An enlightenment to it.
I hear what you're trying to say.
I think we all have a mind, don't we? And the mind is just my individual portion of the all
mm-hmm.
from God. So that's what your mind is. Mm-hmm. You're just an individual portion of it. You're experiencing
mm-hmm.
this, you know, through what you need it to be. Obviously, you're dropping an ocean. Think about 10,000 oceans worth of a planet. If you are a planet, mm-hmm. that's how you are. But it's not even that. It's probably even more. But yeah, mm-hmm. that's what it is. Your individual portion.
Yeah.
We're over here. This is our section of the galaxies or the universes, I guess, isn't it? And then there's probably the same thing going on the opposite side of the universe. So we don't need to worry about that. Do you really think we're the only thing going on?
Huh?
What do you mean? In this verse?
In everything. Are we the only, do you realize someone else on the other side of the universe is sitting here doing a podcast like this?
Probably not like this, but there's definitely other living beings and entities. It's 100%.
Yeah.
Just the vastness of what's
here. I just like to think like that. I like to have that in the back of my head to feel like, right, there couldn't be, certainly, we could be our opposite. This could be happening like this, but just on the other side of the room. You know what I mean? It's flipped. It's another dimension.
So you mean
that's a parallel universe. Like, you're going for stuff like that.
It could just be running alongside, bro. Like, literally, this is what it is.
But that's literally the definition of parallel.
No, you're saying not us. Oh. Somebody else in a room that's like this.
Okay, right.
Do you know what I mean? Fitted like similar to this, but going on exactly the same time, because time is not even a thing. It's fragment.
Time is only here and now, isn't it?
You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. That's my head. My head goes on a madness. I'm not high, but when I do, that's what I start thinking about sometimes, bro.
Yeah. I hear it.
But yeah, I'm happy. I've got my religious part out now, man.
Mm.
And then I'm going to get my rant off now.
What's the rant?
Uncommon sense, bro. People just lack of common sense in this world.
What happened?
I don't even know what. I just had to I'm just picturing it in my head, bro. I'm just picturing it in my head of what happened, bro. And I was sitting there for 15, 20 minutes. I couldn't do nothing else in my life. Just lost 20 minutes of my life. But anyway, so I was coming back from the lockup yesterday, finishing up my doing stuff for work in the van and that. I can't remember what the road is, but you know when you're coming at the backside of Farley Hill from Dallow Roadsides?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you take the one-way streets. There's like seven one-way streets that you can take a right, innit? I took the first one before you can get up that hill, innit?
Okay.
It's like 4:30-ish. Two Asian blokes, about four cars ahead of me, have had a little accident. Little accident. I'm telling you, bro. A man's touched the back of his car like this.
Mm.
The man had hazard lights on. Boof, boof. But both doors open. Like there's not like 10 other cars behind you and I'm one of them. Bro, man stopped in the one-way street like he owned the whole place.
Mm.
Man, bro, you hit my car. Don't worry, I'll take your details, bro. It's not an issue. It is an issue. I'm like, honking the horn now.
Mm.
I'm like, we need to move, get this moving. I don't give a toss about your issue right now. You need to go find somewhere else up the road, pull over and have that conversation up there somewhere, innit?
Literally go around the corner.
I've started honking the horn. I've started to chain the reaction in a little piece now.
Mm.
This man don't give a toss. This man don't give a toss for 1 second. The man have looked back at me and then carried on with my conversation. And I'm like, no way.
Mm.
Oh my God. I said, no, this isn't this happening yet. So after Stitch has gone, I'm sitting there later. I'm annoying myself now. I'm annoying myself. But I'm literally like, no, this needs to happen. So then man picked up the pace. Why is my man just tried to crawl up the road to look for a gap? Not just to think, let me drive off the road and we sort this out elsewhere. Mm. He's looking, slow driving, 3 miles an hour, got the rest of the traffic moving slow behind him. He's looking for a gap. I haven't found that, fuck this. Slaps his hazard light on again. Stop the whole thing again. And he's got back out, oh boss, I can't find a space. Let me just sort this out now because I've got somewhere to go. And I know not everybody else in the fucking place got somewhere to go, you know. Sorry, bro, I was fuming, bro. Honking the horn again. And then literally the man drove up the end of the road, sorted their stuff out, and the man had given all of us evils, like we're the wrong people.
You know, like that.
A lack of common sense, a lack of, for your fellow person, like anything, of care.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your life more important than everybody else's life, bro? I've lost 20 minutes of my life sitting here watching you, man, have a passer on the side, and you can't even see the dent on the man's whip.
No.
I was like, oh. I got home and then Ella was just like, you all right? I said, just spill me a spiff.
I had enough.
I had to get that rent off because I don't know what is with people in this generation. They believe like their plight and their issues is more important than anybody else's, especially in public. You need to think on a higher level to think, rah, these people got somewhere to go. I got somewhere to be. But no, bro, I got to sort my thing.
No common courtesy, innit?
No, that's what I was looking for.
Very
no common courtesy for the fellow man.
Yeah, very self-indulged. Everything's about them.
Bro, I've been having too many them issues of recently, bro. People just not thinking outside of the box. They're just thinking purely, like, they got blinders on. There's no one else in the world that you've got to think about or whatsoever. Kind of like how I told you in the car.
Yeah, you've been dealing with nonsense.
Another one Friday, this man just passing comment. The job that I do, obviously, you know where I work in environmentals. I was dealing with oil this Friday, and a man saw me putting in a graft, and he was like, oh, don't worry, man, you're used to, you boys from overseas, you need these type of jobs and stuff like that. What do you mean overseas? I'm born here.
You're talking about how alive.
Bro.
Hey, brother, could you imagine?
He's cheating.
Like,
you boys overseas.
You boys from overseas. Like, let me not get vexed right now because this job's important to me. I can't afford to be losing this job.
100%.
This joker.
That's what you got.
But the tension was so tense there on the site that the word got back to the site manager quick.
Of course,
man,
of course.
Come back to me and apologize. And he's Eastern European though. I said, I don't need no Eastern European man apologizing to me because I know you know the plight. Mm. He probably did the same thing about you if you were lower than him.
Yeah.
White man gonna think about the same thing about you as he gonna think about me, bro. These men are just very, very insular when it comes to their issues. They don't really feel like anybody else's issues are a problem. They're just gonna blah, I'm gonna talk, and you're gonna have to deal with it.
You're good for not crashing out.
Isn't it? Oh, that is the same man over there.
Wild, man.
Well, Eastern European man said that as well.
No, Eastern European man didn't say that.
The English man said that. I expect no less from these people, man.
Trust me.
I expect no less from these people. Don't matter where you are, which way, this is how they feel. That's how they always will feel. So when I hear these comments, I'm just like, you're typical, man. That's how I know who they are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? When you know who they are, these things don't surprise
me. I trust you to be who you is. And this is who you was as a people. This is how you lot operate. This is not all.
Yeah, but still, whilst you're doing work and someone says that, that's what I'm saying. You're lucky you didn't crash out. Because I'm like, I would have stopped and be like,
I had a jetter in my hand.
Should I fuck this guy up or should I not?
Bro, you know, I wouldn't even have to. I've got a jetter that pumps out more than 3,000 PSI. If you know, that's a power, that's a power of a gunshot nearly, bro. I can just go, pow. And you're
wouldn't do them things off. Yeah, I know.
But I'm not going to do them things. I'm trying to use my job. But that's what I had in my hands right now. I was like, that's not worth it.
Continue with your job.
Add oil. I was covered in oil, bro. I'm talking like some real thick, horrible stuff that's been sitting under the ground for a good 30 years nearly, looks like. Nastiness, this man said. Oh, you could have barreled it up, mate, and sold it for per the pound. I'm not trying to listen to your banner, bro.
After what you just have to say. Shut your ass, man.
Do you know? I think that's just a clear example and another example of where it just goes to show that we do not, should not, and do not need to be here. You see what I'm saying? It's just like another reminder, like, you lot are not, we're actually not meant to be here. Like, our time of what we're meant to do over here in this country is come and gone. It's now time for us, like, the dynasty of, like, of
Britain. Jewel.
Yeah. The dynasty of Britain, of, like, coming over here and building up a good life and putting yourself in a better position for you and your family, that time over here in England is done. It is now time to go to the next place or over to the next places that have that availability. And typically that is places of which where we come from, because they're the outcome places, because they're the place that had the resources. But then, and we're regaining back our resources. So where we're gaining our resources back, that means we're getting more control, economical power over our own countries, which means they're going to start building up. So soon come, you're going to start seeing the powers of a lot, the powers have shifted. They've already shifted. We're just going to take, there's a lag time with these things. We're going to start seeing it shift, and especially with the stuff that's coming on in the UK. Hey, it's not for
we
us.
We gotta
people.
Get out.
Yeah, gotta get out.
We gotta get out, man. Because even like their own people in England are holding each other back. I look at politics a little bit here and then, you know that with me. See them when we're going to work, but I can't remember what her name is. But whoever's understudy to Keir Starmer, she's trying to extend Heathrow, which I'm all for. Like, we need more runways on Heathrow. We're like it's the most busiest airport in the world, but it's not nowhere near as big as the other busiest ones, you know what I mean? But it is the busiest airport in the world, because it's like a midway point from the east to the west, isn't it? And vice versa. So everyone has to pass through Heathrow before you go over. Why Sadiq can't come out and say, I'm going to do everything in my power to stop this? This is what I'm saying. You're fighting against each other. You're constantly fighting a battle of stupidity. Now, I don't give a toss about what you think about it's going to displace people and this, that, the other.
Divide and conquer.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Some people have to be displaced for things to be pushed on. You know what I mean? You need, for evolution to happen, unfortunately, you're going to upset certain people. To be able to bring money into this country and things, you need more, like, infrastructure. There's plenty of space up and down the motorway. Trust me, I drive up and down the motorway daily. There's plenty of space in England to build infrastructure elsewhere. But everybody wants to be in their little cities and
I don't think they want to be. I think it's what was being perpetuated.
Yeah, you know what I mean taught. When I say want to be? Not us. Okay. I'm talking about the government.
Yeah, the government
and the people of power want to keep coops and farms. They don't really want to build out and build in places where you know you can between... there's plenty of space between Birmingham and Northampton.
We're cattle. We are cattle, you know what I mean? To them.
There's plenty of space. There's fields and fields and fields. They say, oh, it's the farmers' fields. I'm like, walk on them fields and tell me what the farmer's farming on them fields. And then you will tell me that there's
rubble, stone, and
wheatgrass.
And wheatgrass. So don't tell me what the farmer's doing on them farms, because they're not doing much on them things there.
It's more farmland than they can actually do with. And they don't. A lot of the farmland, unfortunately, in the UK isn't even being used to actually.
Bro, it's not even good soil.
Yeah,
it's not even good soil. Soil, bro. Chalky ass soil. Useless. Build on that. Sorry. You got all these people down in London, move them out of London, and you got all this space up the side of the verge of the M1. Trust me, that's
they can't do that.
Huh?
They can't do that.
Why can't they?
No more control over people if you have it all over the place. And people actually can start do that, but they don't want to.
They can't maintain their control if they do that.
That's why they ask people beforehand, especially after the war, to sell their land and then move people into cities, because then they can control the populace.
I know all this.
So they can't, in a sense, if they would like to, if it was for the liberation of the people, and actually we're in a society where it's like, oh, we actually want to build up and lift our people, but we don't live in that society.
It's a parasitic society.
Yeah. So it's like we are stuck and they confined us into our little groups so they can control us.
The last thing I have to say about that then, do you think after you get a certain amount of money as a celebrity, then you get like the manual passed under your, into your door or something like that.
The manual?
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's the terms and conditions of this you having this much money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You think?
100%.
I'm not even going to say what I was going to say then. It's cool.
Which is what I was saying to you about when we had that conversation before about the farmers and all the rest of it. And you're talking about, what was my man's name? He was like,
Jeremy.
You was talking about Jeremy this, Jeremy that. Like, I'm like, he's not allowed to say certain things.
I know.
He's not allowed to liberate the people.
But I think like you, but I'm talking, bro. I'm a devil's advocate. I'm not just going to sit here and agree with everything you have to say, bro. I've got to have to be someone who's got to have scientists to push back on it.
Yeah, man, I hear what you're saying.
Fair enough, that's not going to go nowhere.
You know what I mean?
I hear it. Full conversation sake.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because if everybody was in power and actually we took advantage of that and like those in power actually taught those underneath that how to get into and what to do and all the rest of it, then we wouldn't live in a society. Like all of those people, then they take themselves out of these environments and go live well and live good.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
Generation.
Or they do, but they just go and do it in their gated communities. Anyway.
Yeah, in their little gated communities. And that's what it's for. It's like these pockets of people getting to experience a certain way of life. And that then allows, if it stays as pockets, it means that the cycle of society that we live in today continues. But if those pockets of people expand and it no longer stays as pockets, unfortunately, the society that we live in today does not continue. And although that's good for the masses, we can all live in abundance. There's no reason for us not to be all living in abundance. There are so much resources. We've got an unlimited amount of resources within the planet. So there's no reason for us to be experiencing this. However,
I just want to go home, man.
It's, bro, trust me.
I just want to go home and sit on my veranda and you know what I'm saying? Just look at the rainforest.
Listen to the cicadas and the frog them at night.
I don't even talk about anything else now.
Nice. As soon as it gets dark, that track comes on.
As soon as I've done it, I've lived it now, and I'm just like, this is it. This is it. I don't really need anything. Just give me my little rolling tray.
Yeah, we're good.
give me my snap chair. I sit on my veranda, and that everybody else is happy, bro. Mm. That's what it is.
And there's food and water available.
I don't even have to say that. That's just there in front of me. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. I look at my back garden. Oh, it's there. Bro, yeah. It's bad food.
Wherever you need. Crazy. But we're over here. And I think that even for the English people, they should step out of England. Like, even if you're like English, white English, you should be coming out of England.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing for you here.
That's why I'm going to finish on this point.
As in to visit and go and see other places and then come back.
You're like, don't stay here.
Huh?
You're like, for them people to, what you think them people should stay here? I mean, in general, like, they should cut out of this England. Like, everybody who is present in England, that lives in England, should be looking at moving outside of England ASAP.
For a better way of life.
Leave them here.
Well, they built, but they're not leaving. This is their British Empire.
Yeah, so leave them here.
I'm not saying they have to come.
I don't want them in my base.
They should.
What are you talking about? They've already gone around the world and ripped and pillaged and brought everything back. They've already done it once. I'm not trying to do it again. Stay here.
They can't do it anymore. They can't do it.
Stay here. I don't want to give them the opportunity. They might get different kind of, this looks nice.
This is nice.
What can we do? Surely something we can do about it.
Yeah.
We're gonna try. They'll try. Even if it doesn't work, they'll try. Now stay in your place, bro. You're meant to be in the northern hemisphere in the cold. That's why you pale. Stay there. But anyway, finishing on that note with that one, yeah. But as you were saying, they're like, they need to step outside the country and see the poverty of other places, though.
They need to
step
out and just they need to experience the rest of the world.
The average British person, it looks like they're very, very insular with what they know, as we said from earlier in the podcast. Yeah, they're just. People are really in a war-torn state and they want to leave, but they're educated. Yes, they are educated people other than you English people. Like, are you that insular? That's what I was seeing on this program. You really think because other people are not born in the Western world, they can't read, write and learn other things just like you and want to be, get somewhere in their life.
Over here in England, they're actually behind. Mm. They're so, so, so behind. Like, in so many different ways, whether it be down to like just basic education, maths, English, blah, 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 blah. Or if we look at like down to like the amount of languages these people speak, like that in itself is it, do you know what I'm saying?
That was jokes, man. The cat tried to get in the door, right?
Oh, sorry,
is that what the cat was doing?
But like, if you look at it, even statistically, like the English education system, other than like university. And the only reason even within the universities is it's so high established because they've gone and said, we don't recognize you other people's university qualifications.
Yeah.
That's literally the only reason that they have their education system of, as such a high regard over here in the UK.
And that's all word of mouth.
And that's just manipulation of the market. That is We don't recognize that, so therefore we're not going to, and because we're the leading, we're one of the leading powers right now, we're just going to ignore that anything that you guys do. Even though the education system is fine, what you're being taught is exactly what we teach you over here. We're not recognizing it, so you're going to have to come over here and get
half
it
of the
here.
Stuff mm-hmm. in our textbooks.
So then we're controlling the market. So you guys have to come over here and spend your money over here to be recognized across the world.
That's what they did when they went everywhere, though, didn't they? They set in their little boundaries, their rules, and we're the best. Just remember that. Yeah. We came over here, we allowed you, we gave you a lamb.
But that's another reason why people want to come over here.
No,
because obviously we sold a lie to them.
Yeah.
As you said, what was it? Streets pay for gold.
Yeah, streets are paid with gold. Streets are paid with gold. Streets are paid with gold. Come on. And people still think that today.
Yeah, they do.
Like, people are still of today, like,
the streets are full of potholes. Don't fucking believe it. Don't believe the hype.
But that's what they were saying.
Every
on that
5 seconds,
you know?
I'm just.
It was
crazy.
The man in that program were probably like, you don't want to come over to England, high bills, potholes, this and the other. The man goes, why are you trying to make me hate England?
Straight up.
Potholes is shitty. High taxes, terrible weather, poor GMO food.
Exactly what you're saying.
Like, there's nothing here for you.
Stay in France, stay in Sweden.
You're going to be exposed to pure racism. You're going to be hated. They're not going to like you. They're going to give you the low value jobs, and then they're going to treat you like shit while you're in the low value jobs, doing the stuff that they don't want to do, but they need you. And they know they need you. They're still treat you like shit. Then you're going to build yourself up, do what you need to do. They're still going to treat you like shit.
Mm-hmm. And then you want to leave.
We're all trying to cut. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be here. We've had enough. Exactly. We've all had enough.
We're all trying to find generational wealth to try to build somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't think
that was bars.
Even be
sorry.
On that note,
I don't think we should be trying to build generational wealth here. You should be going elsewhere to build your generational wealth. There's too many things against you over here in the UK that is going to stop you. There's too many barriers and loopholes to jump through. There's so many other places that you can go build generational wealth with so much more ease. Look at Simon Squibb. He was homeless, went over to flipping Thailand, did what he did over in Thailand, got himself a little office somewhere he was living, and then he built up his generational wealth. And I was coming over here, he's like, let me help liberate the people. I mess with Simon Squibb, I can't lie, that story and just that. But it's not here. England's not the place to come over and like to build your generational wealth. Go elsewhere. There's much cheaper places, a lot less tax to be paid.
That's why I did this though. Like, that's exactly why I had to build the studio myself. I can't afford to rent somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I have to run my thing out of.
It's crazy.
Imagine we would never be able to do a podcast like this if I had to pay for somewhere else. I can't lie. Especially in Luton. It's mad over expensive.
Yeah, it's because we're so close to London. So everyone's just like, oh, we're close to London. So
I just said, build it myself because it's just got no rental fees on that. I just have to pay back whatever what I'm paying back. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It's mad. Yeah, I don't think it's here.
If you want to work, slowly build up, but mainly give most of your money to the taxman, the government and other people, come over here. It's great.
Yeah.
You want to grind for life? Come over here. Do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. But remember, there's opportunities over here, so you can get out of it if you do the right thing, but it's iffy.
It's a lot easier now because of social media, though.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
That's the main thing that they've kind of lost. The internet have given us so much opportunities to try and get what we want.
Have you seen that Asian woman from, I don't know where she was from, but she's like just there fishing and catching like... I see we caught like one water snail and then some like water snake something. Da, da, da. She had 35k people watching her live stream.
What are we doing with our life?
Bro? There is
people are bored.
People are consumers. They are a bunch of consumers. So it's like if you just produce regular content and all the rest of it, there is an opportunity, and like you don't have to be over here to reach those opportunities. Now we have the internet. We are connected worldwide. You do not have to be located in England. You can tap into the English market and the English money while you're over there. All you have to have is Wi-Fi. And a laptop or a phone, and you're good. Mm-hmm. You can connect, and you just have to gain the necessary skills that enable you to then tap into that market and just have the necessary education then to tap into that market and markets, whatever direction you want to go in down. Like, there is opportunity.
Yeah, man, you're right.
There is opportunity.
But the one thing is like, it's hopefully that's your forte and that's your area of work that you can actually do that. Because a lot of people are hands on physical workers. So you've just got to go out elsewhere and just use your body to work and gain your money. You know what I mean? A lot of the money that you're saying to make is via the internet.
Give an example.
Me.
Okay.
Like my job, actually, I would have to be in a van. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go to the site and I have to work. I have to do that in this country. I can't really have a choice to do that from another country and make English money. I would make money wherever I am.
Okay. Question. Would you advise somebody to come over to come do your job?
Here? Never.
Okay. That, you see my point though?
But I'm saying, the way you said you could make both money, you can make the money over here and tap into the English money, I'm saying. Yeah. I said, I'm only going to make
depending on your thing, but that's why I said get the necessary skill sets that allows you to do that.
I literally
that,
said, hopefully that's in your forte. Me, yeah. that wouldn't be my forte because I'm not a marketing minded person, internet, tap. I love physical work. I like to use my body while I'm working.
Hear this, if you like that physical work and all the rest of it, let's say you've now, with your years of experience, you can now educate and teach other people how to do that via online stuff. So regardless of how we spin it, there's an opportunity for you to tap into the market because you've got expertise that people don't have, that people need. And if you just then, for instance, just set up a course in regards to that, get a marketing team to do the marketing for you, they can now do all that for you. You ain't got to bat an eyelid for that. You just create the criteria.
Right.
You create the content. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's always a way, bro. There's always a way. And that's, the internet has allowed us to all have access to our opportunities that we just didn't have exposure to before.
Like, subscribe, do all them nice things.
Follow.
Yeah. If you like the video,
press the bell.
See what I'm saying?
Because I think that's a good one to end on, because I'm not trying to, it's hot in here.
Warm, alive.
Warm. Doors need to get opened. It's about time. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Thank you for watching, people.
See you later.
You're not taking this.